So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is Steven Osvaldo Perez. We started the show with a German guy called Apparat. The song was called Component. Pretty cool song. And then we listened to MSMR from the CD Candy Bar Creep Show. We listened to the song Bones. And we were listening there to Wild Bell from the EP It's Too Late. The song by the same name, and the other song was I'm in Love. So there you go. The morning after show's here with Ev. Hi Ev, how are you?
Good morning. Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
So Ev's gonna play a couple of songs here, and we also have Jordan Gray here, also from Bad Music. Ev, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. So he has a couple of CDs too, and Ev brought a couple of CDs, and so it's gonna be a cool show. And Eb has also her guitar, so she's going to perform a couple of songs. And you're doing an open mic now at Tris.
I am, yeah. I just started that, so it's going really well. It's a new thing for me, hosting, and I'm really loving it, kind of building a nice, supportive musical community, which is so great. That's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah. That's on Thursdays, no? Thursdays?
Thursdays from 8 till 10. Sign up at 7:30.
Okay.
At Trees on Granville Street, 450 Granville.
Okay.
And yeah, I've got information on my website. It's www.evmusic, with a K, E-V-M-U-S-I-K.
Okay.
.com. So I update that. So checking on the gigs, it'll be up there. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's hear a song or what?
Sure.
Yeah? What are we going to listen to?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a simple little song called Everybody Dreams.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm just going to retune this thing. Guitar's being a little bit temperamental this morning.
Let's listen to this.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good? Okay.
Okay. Everybody dreams just like flowers and trees, just like everybody grows, everybody knows. Everybody cries sometimes, everybody lies, just to make it out alright. We don't have forever, we just have the chance to make it out right now. Traveler, and I might be a mother someday, somehow. Everybody rolls with it, everybody controls a bit of this little maze we call this ball in the sky. Everybody breaks something, even if they take nothing. Just another way to say goodbye. We don't have forever, we just have the chance to make it out right now. And you might be a traveler, and I might be a mother someday, somehow. And trees, just like everybody grows, everybody knows. Everybody breaks something, even if they take nothing. It's just another way to say goodbye. We don't have forever, we just have the chance to make it out right now, right now, right now, right now. And you might traveler, and I might be a mother someday, somehow. Everybody dreams.
Cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
Thank you. Thanks. I, you know me, I mean, I rarely write kind of happy, upbeat songs like that, so.
Yeah.
Kind of a miracle. And I'm like, why not start off the day with something uplifting?
Cool. Let's put some Ev music here in the background. So you also have a YouTube channel, no? Where you put some your videos,
yeah,
there, little videos.
Yeah, I have yet to update it. I have Ev music videos. That's a YouTube one. My other one is Ev. Was it 7 or 8 Zeds? I think 6 was taken. And I
6 was taken. Didn't want to go with 5.
Well, the 5 was taken. They were all taken. That was the last number. So I didn't really think ahead at the time that that might not be really good for telling people, directing them there. Go to Ev's. But yeah, I mean, my website is probably the best place to.
Okay, are you gonna put more of your videos there? Because you have lots of videos, no?
I do have my own little videos I shoot myself in my little apartment, but I work with a good friend of mine, Hal, and we did our first real music video for a song called April Rain.
Okay.
And that's on my website, so yeah, I'm hoping to work more with him, definitely, and do some more kind of professional-esque things.
Yeah, well, that's cool, because people can listen to your music there. You want to do April Rain?
Oh, okay, sure. it's rather suiting.
It's April, no?
It sure is.
April Fool.
April Fool was yesterday.
That was yesterday, yeah. So it's April. It's not raining, but maybe it's sprinkling a little bit. We had some amazing weather, so.
Depends where in Vancouver you are, really. Could that's be raining true. Somewhere right now.
Yeah. Sure it is.
And it's going to rain in April, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So. Showers.
Bring May's flowers. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Here's April Rain. A pill, a gun in his hand, and doesn't he seem to stand so tall today? The rain is saying go for now, but I'm barely here anyway. And slowly they call. Easily, lovely, that's all. He shaves the same, believes the same, believes that he's invisible. He only pays for what he cannot take, and that's already found. Putting out the whole desire, he goes back to sleep, and the sound of the April rain drizzles in again. Why I shouldn't stay right here with you. Wasted, endless, and ashamed of having to be so sweet to you. Well, tell me, what could I say? I didn't mean to chase you away. And the sound of April rain. Window panes a mess with all the open air. The city shakes a little less when you are there. My darling angel, won't you be just a little bit or a lot for me? Awake and never leave. Be my favorite. A pill, a gun in his hand, and doesn't he seem to stand so tall today? The rain is saying go for now, but I'm barely here anyway. And slowly they call easily. Lovely, that's all.
Cool. Yeah, that's April Rain. We're here with Ev on 101.9 FM CITR. And unfortunately for our friends in overseas, the website is not working, so I don't know what's happening there. But generally, you can listen to us on www.citr.ca. But we'll podcast the show so people can listen overseas when they lost the signal. So, yeah. Let's listen to these first.
April 5th at the Electric Owl, it's Daedalus, LA-based electronic producer, on tour to support his latest release, Bespoke, with special guests, Too Fresh, Ryan Hemsworth, and Samo Soundboy. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, and Beat Street Records. Sponsored by CITR. Could Could your project use a little more funding? On Saturday, April 6th at Cineworks, it's Grant Writing Demystified, Guidance for Independent Media Artists. Join instructors Peg Campbell and Walter Kwan from the BC Arts Council as they delve into the domain of public funding for film and video projects and grant writing for arts councils. For more information, go to cineworks.ca/events.
Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mama, come home to mama. Proserpina, Proserpina, come home to mother, come home to mama. I shall punish the earth, I shall turn down the heat. I shall take away every morsel to eat. I shall turn every field into stone. Where I walk, crying alone, crying for Proserpina, Proserpina. Come home to mama, come home to mama now. Proserpina, Proserpina.
Was Martha Wainwright. What song was that?
Proserpina, and it was written by her mother, the late, great Kate McGarrigle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only song on her record, on Martha's record, not written by Martha. And I just think it's so beautiful. And I urge anyone to look it up online and YouTube the music video, because it's absolutely heart-wrenchingly...
Yeah, it's beautiful,
devastatingly
song.
Gorgeous, in my opinion.
You saw her recently here, no?
She played the Rio Theater,
mm-hmm.
and it was excellent. Me and my mama went, and it's a great concert. One of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cool.
I like going to the Rio. It's a really nice venue.
It's great, right? Nice soft seats.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening venue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. I always enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it's cool too, because they have a little like bar thing, so you can get something to drink and sit down and chill out and, mm-hmm. and get some popcorn. They sell popcorn.
I know, it's a cool thing. They do a lot of movies there as well, you know, like mm-hmm. What are they doing, the Evil Dead series there?
Oh, okay.
Which is always cool. More coming up. Yeah, I really like the Rio. It does a lot of cultural stuff, and it really gets the community involved and stuff. So,
cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of good concerts there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's become one of my favorite venues now. Shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this segment is brought to you by the Rio Theater. No, we always like to promote all the cultural venues. You know, there's a new one opening up, the Fox Cabaret. This is with the people of the Rickshaw and the Rickshaw Theater, which is another amazing venue, actually. Yeah. And the people of the Waldorf, they joined forces and they're going to open a new venue called Fox Cabaret. They're on Main Street, where the it used to be a porn theater there.
Oh, I think I know. Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, yeah. Just where
oh, the porn theater. No. Yeah, okay.
Not that I was there. But
you can't.
I'm sorry, Ab.
That's an obvious joke. No, it's just there when Kingsway it starts. Kingsway and Main, just there.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's cool. It's gonna be a cool venue there.
It's sure. Funny seeing the venues change, right? Like the Rickshaw Theater, it used to be an old kung fu movie theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this new venue used to be a porn theater. Now it's turning into a live music theater. It's nice kind of seeing Vancouver, the art scene growing a little bit more.
Yeah, despite all the problems that the city and the liquor laws and all that, like they. Put us like the venues to struggle, but you know, people keep mm-hmm. going and opening bars and venues, and you know,
the music will keep living.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what.
Well, it's cool. I with everything that was going on with the Waldorf Hotel, I drove past it. I think it was yesterday, and they have this nice big banner saying "We're back," and I'm just like, oh, that's so awesome! Like.
Yeah, so. That's cool. So, okay, so what should we do? Should we play another Marthak song, or you want to play a song, or?
I'd love to play a song.
Yeah, okay. What are we going to listen to?
Never get rid of me. Well, this is a recent song.
Ah, the newest one?
Not the newest, new-ish.
Okay.
And it's inspired by the absolute worst date. The date from hell. Awful. And it's like a warning. No, I'm not saying any words. But like it's ugh. Anyway, I'll just play the song, you'll get it. And it's called True Gloom. Not to be mistaken with True Love.
Okay.
True Gloom. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't really see it with my eyes. In comes Mr. Master of the online dating lies. You wouldn't believe the look of horror as he walked into the room. Oh dear God, now I think I know the meaning of true gloom. He sucked me in with promises of sweet champagne and stars. And then he called me up, said, hey, I changed my mind. Why don't we just sit in your car? Like, what the fuck? I wouldn't believe it if I didn't really see it with my eyes. In came Mr. Master of the online dating lies. You wouldn't believe the look of horror as he walked into the room. Oh, dear God, now I think I know the meaning of true gloom. He wasn't tall and handsome, he wasn't bold and brazen, he wasn't rich and arresting, he was just sick and disgusting. He wasn't fun to talk to, he wasn't interesting, he didn't have a good job, he didn't even have a job at all. But you know, when you're living in the city, well, it gets kind of lonely, and it's hard to find somebody to love. When you're living in the city, sometimes it gets kind of shitty when every guy you meet online or on the street is a mama's boy, a cheapskate, a sociopath, a psycho, a schizophrenic fucking cheap asshole. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't really see it with my eyes. In came Mr. Master of the online dating lies. You wouldn't believe the look of horror when he walked into the room. Oh dear God, now I think I know. Oh dear God, now I think I know. Oh dear God, now I think I know the meaning of true gloom.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry that you had a bad, bad experience.
Well, you know, you got to do something and, you know, either kill myself or write a song about him. So.
Oh, man. I get off the get offline and stop dating for a little while if I want to be like that.
Honey, get the hell off there. You know? Weirdos crawling the online dating.
Yeah.
So Abby's gonna.
With a bus pass, eh?
Oh, I've got songs about boys with bus passes too. We'll save that for another time.
Awesome.
With bus passes or what?
Loving a brother with a bus pass, you know, cheapskate, no car, no You know, what do you want to do? Oh, let's ride along the 99 B line.
Oh God.
Cool. So Abby's gonna. Perform? Are you gonna perform tonight at the open mic? The Split Hasher?
Yeah, at your open mic.
Yeah, we host an open mic there at Displaced Hashery every Tuesday. The address is 3293 West 4th Avenue. So it's gonna be really cool open mic tonight. This is the Shoes are gonna be playing with some new songs there.
Really?
Yeah, some blues. Yeah, they're really cool. And Corey Hawthorne is going to be performing also tonight.
Oh,
yeah, he's really cool also. We'll probably stream it. I'll bring my computer and stream it.
That'd be cool.
And so people that cannot attend the event, they can watch it online on the computer.
Yeah. What is that on? What is it? JustinTV?
JustinTV, yeah. We'll put the link there. Find me on Facebook there, Osvaldo Perez Cabrera. You can find me there. Or on CITR. So yeah, let's listen to another Maria Wainwright.
Martha?
Yeah, sorry, Martha Wainwright.
Maria. It's Hispanic, you know, Waldo.
Which song should we play?
Track 2.
Track 2. What's the name of the track? We don't know yet. Well, we'll figure it out. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Thank you. want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We have Eb here serenading us with her songs. Really cool songs, yeah.
Thank you.
One of my favorite singer-songwriters in Vancouver, for sure.
Kind.
And she has an EP out. Where can people still buy it from you? Or?
Definitely, yeah. Come find me. I mean, I'm just about run out. I have to order some more, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
cool.
So, yeah, I mean, check my website.
Yeah, fmusic.com, no?
Mm-hmm. With a K.
Fmusic with a K. .com. And yeah, so let's listen to the other CD that you brought. This is called Aurora. Mm. Aurora. Something like that. And we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Your eyes are like times. Your eyes are like people. Your eyes are like failures to see. My eyes are like rhymes. My mother's backyard covered with pine needles stabbing your eyes. The ground, it is misty fences, silver sharp spikes. In the head, I may not be right. Birds sang of the murder, the train in the night. I wasn't right in the head, sang goodnight Irene. Not a man or a woman or anything like me. Where I can't see, out on the periphery. Out on the edge where I can't see, out on the periphery.
On the periphery.
Sometimes my soul obliterates yours. Your book is terrible, violent and low. So what did you do, doing your song? I picked up Osiris, but I am not Isis. Looked into a void of love, I fell in it. Out on the edge where I can't see, out on the periphery, out on the edge where I can't see, out on. Out on the edge where I can't see.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And that was Aurora from Montreal. Yeah, pretty cool band. We heard a couple of songs there from their recent album, I guess. Let's see if I can find the songs, no? Because we don't know. We don't know which songs were there.
Well, actually, on the album, they've just listed them in numbers. Because the songs are taken from poetry of... And forgive me, I can't remember the poet's name. I'm sure the information is on their site if listeners wanted to
find
it.
So...
But it's just like number 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. That's kind of...
Okay, so I guess we heard the song number 3 and 4. Yeah, that's cool. It's a nice song from Alice, 14 poem cycle. So I guess it's her poems then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. They just set it to music.
Yeah, so that's Alice Notley and Harry Smith, I guess, is the other guy from the band.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Cool. No, interesting. Interesting project. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. So, okay, so let's play a song, and then Jordan is going to talk to us a little bit about what's happening in Vancouver in terms of cool shows coming to town, no?
Yeah, I'm actually really, really excited. I got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of cool shows coming up, so definitely stay tuned. And yeah, big announcement.
Cool. Mm, okay. So, yeah, we had a world premiere here with the song that Eva... What was the name of that song again?
True Gloom.
True Gloom, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny. We're going to listen now to...
Well, like we were just talking about, I just started off a new project with a dear friend of mine, Rob Beauchamp, and he's a bass player and extraordinary, wonderful musician in person. And this song, it's called Emo Boy. It's on my CD.
Okay.
And it really calls for heavy bass presence, so I'm really excited to play it with him, and yeah, it's dedicated to Rob.
Okay.
Cornflakes was really worth the fight. He told me that he never really loved me, but he had to keep me on all night. Father to me, make a little money, leave him with a finger down. I wake up every single morning, wishing I was someone else, and I really didn't even want to have to say goodbye so soon. Really didn't even want to have to say that we tried. Really didn't even want to have to, really didn't even want to have to, really didn't even want to have to, really didn't even want to have to say ba-da-da-da. Whoa. Out of every last emotion, make a telephone for more. 4 a.m. and it's only just beginning, and everyone's a hitting flow. Say, I want that boy so bad, so bad. I said, I want that boy. Be the best I ever had, the best I ever had. Emo voices, I'm spinning them out of choices. Don't you wanna play for me? I got your phone, it's ringing me out of control. It's a chisel away the free. Cynthia. And really didn't even want to have to say goodbye so soon. I really didn't even want to have to say that we tried. I said we tried. Really didn't even want to have to. Really didn't even want to have to. Really didn't even want to have to. Really didn't even want to have to say hey. Oh no, 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 no. Whoa. living on cornflakes wasn't really worth it. He told me that he never really loved me, but he had to keep me on, had to keep me on. He had to keep me on, oh, had to keep me on, oh, all night, all night.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Really,
that was
for playing. It's, you know, I always love listening to you.
Oh,
I've seen you live how many times? It's a lot. A lot. Open mics and the BX. And
thank you.
Yeah, I think I've even seen you play at Trees once or twice as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the BX. Yeah. We have a show at the BX on the 19th. And on the 20th, there's a 420 special going on there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association there, 1143 Kingsway Avenue. So, yeah, that's going to be really cool. Well, we'll tell you about the shows a little bit later, because there's also the next Music from Tokyo, Volume 5, is coming to town again.
Yes.
So that's going to be... also, like, mind-blowing event.
I am so excited about this show. Mouse on the Keys is coming from Japan to Canada. They're doing a show in Montreal. They're doing two shows in Toronto. And they're finishing off the tour in Vancouver. I am ecstatic. I cannot wait to see Mouse on the Keys.
Yeah, it's also coming from Tokyo, Kinoko Teikuku, China, which they already were here last... I don't know if the last one or the previous one before that.
But yeah, I think that was Volume 3 they were here.
I think so, yeah. But they're really awesome, really, really awesome. And Hara from Hell also is coming to town. So, yeah, it's going to be an amazing show.
And that's at the Rickshaw.
At the Rickshaw, Wednesday, May 22nd. So get your tickets. Tickets are going to be available soon at the usual places.
Yeah.
Red Cat, Neptune, High Life, Zulu. Record Zulu.
Yeah, or you can check it out with or ask Oswaldo or myself, Jordan, for tickets. It's a big venue, and I'm predicting that we're going to sell out. So make sure you get your tickets soon, because, you know, if you want to see these bands again, you're going to have to go to Japan.
Yeah.
We're bringing them down to Canada, to Vancouver. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Ev, are you going?
Sure.
There you go. Courtney, are you going? I got the two thumbs up.
Cool. So, yeah, the other shows that are happening, the Indie Pop Vancouver series on the British Ex-Servicemen Association on April 19. Remember, Light Bright are playing with Banana Mama, Silver Pants, and 3-5. That's going to be on April 19. And then on April 20th, there's going to be like a 420 festival there with Quit the City and MG Graveyard. So that's going to be really cool.
The Harvest is going to be playing. I ran into Spencer the other day. He's going to be playing, I believe, with Frederick Salton.
Oh, but you mean at the art gallery, no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, am I confusing shows here?
Yeah. Yeah. During the day, it's at the art gallery, the 420 demonstration there, or I don't know how to call it, smoking or happening, or
the 420 celebration.
Yeah, it's like a celebration, no? I guess.
Yeah, everybody gets there, and at 420, everybody lights up, and a big column of blue smoke emerges from the art gallery. It's absolutely amazing. They shut down all the streets, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think, there's going to be a lot of cool music there.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm gonna partake.
Yeah,
are you gonna partake?
Yeah, for sure. And then at night at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, MG Graveyard is gonna be playing there with Quit the City and a bunch of bands. I think like five bands. So
I like MG Graveyard. We've actually we do a lot of work with them and Quit the City. It's funny with Quit the City.
The other day I had my friend over, actually, this was on Sunday, and I was kind of talking to her a little bit about that music, and I have a couple extra CDs, right? And she's not too into the independent art scene in Vancouver, but it was cool. Anyways, I grab My Mother the Carjacker CD, and I'm like, hey, I got an extra one of this. You guys got to check this out. And she, before, like, because you can't even see what the name is on the CD, it's just like a picture, and she's like, oh my god, is that My Mother the Carjacker? And my mouth, like, dropped. I couldn't believe that she actually knew him. Apparently she knows the drummer there. For him. So yeah, it's cool because, you know, I bring up My Mother the Carjacker because they work closely with Quit the City. You know, same bass player, so.
Yeah, same bass player, and the guitar player also is... He's a drummer in Quit the City.
Yeah, so I know, it's kind of cool.
They share members there.
Yeah.
And also, June 21st, Make Music Vancouver is happening again all around Gastown and Yaletown, so it's going to be also an amazing explosion of music happening right on the summer.
I'm really excited. Yeah. Last year, we got to... It was funny, us walking down Gastown and Yaletown, it was like every second or third tent, we knew the bands personally, or they played the BX for us, or the open mic, and it was just a good time.
So Van Music is going to have a couple of stages there, no, this year? So.
Yeah, it's just been confirmed. We're going to have two stages at Make Music Vancouver. It's going to be absolutely exciting. We should almost do a contest of what bands you want to see Van Music put on, you know, because we've worked with well over 100 bands now, and it's gonna be hard. I know myself, I have a couple favorites. I know Oswaldo, you have a couple favorites, so what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear from you guys what you want to see. You can go to facebook.com/vanmusic and leave us a note there, and I don't know, always check out our Facebook page. We're always doing little contests and, you know, sharing a lot of information, that type of stuff. And for the Make Music Vancouver, we are definitely going to be utilizing Facebook, Twitter, our website, vanmusic.ca. So
cool. Okay, so let's listen to The Harvest. No, it's a it's kind of like a reggae-ish rock band, you would say.
Or? Yeah, pretty much. It's, you know, they're really cool guys. They just came out with their brand new album, self-titled, The Harvest. And I was just actually talking to Shauna while we were doing the show, and she says that she loves playing with the boys. She says she has a lot of fun when she sings this song. She really enjoys it, and she wanted us to play it on air tonight, or today, so.
Okay, which song is that?
Number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5. Is that 5? I think that's 6.
There we go. What's the name of the song?
It is Playing with the Boys by The Harvest.
Playing with the Boys.
Passing. can't hold back when you're playing with boys. Crowning up the king's cup, talking loud and acting tough. Jumping right into the fight, gotta love a night on the town. Playing with the boys. Hit me, babe. Drinking from a shot glass, watching all that hot skin passing. Checking out a racing place, got a love night.
CITR and the UBC Film Society present an end of the year party from 6:30 to 11. Featuring Noble Oak, 41st and Home, Hooves, Squirrel, Young Brazed, and DJ B. Come by the courtyard located on the top floor of the UBC sub for some sunshine, cheap beer, and good tunes.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it. And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. Telephone number here is 822-2487. 822-2487.
What is it? That's UBC CITR, isn't it?
CITR.
Yeah. 604 Crazy numbers
and
letters together.
Yeah. So we're here with Ev Evgenson. And she's playing some songs here. She was gonna leave, but we kinda like kidnapped her and no, wait, have to play another one. Yeah, so check her out tonight at this place Hatchery, 3293 West 4th Avenue. There's gonna be an amazing open mic night, I guess. And you do covers too, and you have like 100 songs, or how many songs do you have already?
Originals or
originals?
Oh God, I don't know. I mean, I have a roster of songs that I play regularly, mm-hmm. but if I look at my scrapbook of old papers and papers, half written songs, I don't know, over 100.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when's the next CD coming up?
Hopefully. I don't know, 6 months, say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't started recording anything yet, but I'm hoping to as soon as possible. If anyone is willing to donate a few thousand dollars to the CD fund, I'm more than happy to accept.
You get a tax receipt with it?
Why not? Sure.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to listen to another funny song?
Yeah, yeah. And this is a warning to any guys out there that they shouldn't be messing around with strippers, because they might get a song written about them. My boyfriend bought a lap dance from a stripper. He told me not to worry, cause it doesn't really matter. But I can't stop feeling all so low. It shouldn't make me crazy, but it doesn't now. I wish I didn't know. Oh, my boyfriend bought a lap dance from a stripper. He called me just to tell me that he wasn't gonna do it. But he did, so what? With all this saying that he wouldn't. He said he couldn't. Shouldn't make me crazy, but does now. I wish I didn't know. Oh, don't you tell me that she wasn't all that pretty. Yeah, you say your eyes were planted on the floor, not on her kitty. Oh, my dear, I've just got to say that I'm not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl to be okay with that. Oh, don't you tell me that she wasn't all that pretty. Yeah, you say your eyes are planted on the floor, not on her. Meow. Oh, my dear, I just got to say that I'm not the kind of girl She's not the kind of girl. I'm not the kind of girl to be okay with that. My ex-boyfriend bought a lap dance from a stripper. He told me not to worry because it doesn't really matter. But I can't stop feeling whoa so low. It should make me crazy, but it does. No, I wish I didn't know. It shouldn't make me crazy, but it does. Now I wish I didn't know. It shouldn't make me crazy, but it does. And now I wish I didn't know.
Yeah!
Thank you!
Ah, it's so funny. I really enjoy listening to that song.
I wonder why I'm single, right? It's scaring them all off.
See, is there write a song about your bad date? About how an innocent guy got a lap dance from a stripper from his buddy's bachelor party.
No, but it's cool, because it's
so. No, I won't tell you.
It's a very versatile composer, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it can make you cry and then laugh at the same song and the next song. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's very bipolar music.
What's the quote that I quoted to you earlier?
Oh, you said I should have put a quote on my website by you that says, "When I listen to your CD, I just start laughing."
In a good way.
In a good way.
Cool. Okay, so, yeah, thanks, Ev, for coming to the show.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. That's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, yeah. And, yeah, I'll see you tonight
see
at
you
the
yeah.
open mic, yeah.
Have
it's going to be cool.
Day.
Yeah. we're going to let's put some furios, no?
These
furios are going to Mexico.
Yes.
On May 24th. They're going to Mexico, so, yeah.
They're huge in Mexico.
They're huge in Mexico.
They're a local Vancouver band, and they're huge in Mexico. It's awesome. Well, they're huge in Vancouver, too. Every time we do a show with them, it's always packed. Mexico. Viva los Mexico.
Yeah. Okay, so this is their last single, Black Waters.
Right through that storm, man, I wouldn't change a thing. I've been in some bad waters. Bad waters. Bad waters. But I always get through. I've been in some bad waters. Bad waters. Bad waters. But I always get through. But I always get through. But I always get through. But I always get through.
Are Los Furious with Sky in Mexico. So they're going to Mexico in May. So that's going to be cool. Yeah, so thanks, Jordan, for coming and sticking around.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Fun. You know, I always enjoy doing your show.
Yeah, so. next we have a Mantis Cabinet with Alex. And then I'll come back at 2 to play some more music. So send me a message there on the Facebook or whatever, what you want to hear from 2 till 3, because I have nothing prepared. and Eb is gone, so there's no live music either. So
well, I'll come and maybe we can have we can discuss.
Okay, yeah.
We'll play a couple of my favorite songs.
We'll keep playing some amazing music here on CITR 101.9. I'm going to leave you with Whitey. Stay on the outside.
I like this guy.
Should have been 1, 2, 3, but recently something has happened to me. Everything always came easily, but today I woke up and felt nothing. Could I be finally finding out that there's absolutely nothing worth shouting about? Faced with the choice of just losing my voice, I'd rather shut up and say nothing. On the outside, we have to stick together. On the downside, you just get in the way. I see gray skies, and I feel a little better. I see gray skies ahead, and it's fine by me. Oh, all the right people seem squeaky clean. Well, all the right people mean nothing to me. Cheating and creeping just to stay on track. They'll offer one hand, they'll put a knife in your back. You notice that something is terribly wrong when they offer the world and they turn and they're gone. They leave from the start, you could never belong. You came from the outside, you'll stay on the outside. Secret.